Thanks for being with us today for the Classical Cafe, and we are in the Green Room with Daniel Hege and Holly Mulcahy from the Wichita Symphony Orchestra. Thanks both of you for being here. It's great to have you both, and you've got one of the biggest concerts of the season coming up this weekend.
That's
yeah,
right.
We're excited. Go ahead.
we have kind of a, you might say, a flying theme or a bird theme. The featured piece on the first half is the Stealing from Birds, which I'll let Holly talk about. And we close the concert with the Firebird suite from 1945. So we've got that bird connection there, and they're great showpieces. One for Holly, and then for the orchestra on second half. And we start with the program with the Flying Dutchman overture by Richard Wagner. So that has kind of a flying theme, although it's really about a ghost ship. But the music is effective, and the pieces work together very well. And that's the important thing.
And I want to emphasize, if you're listening, a world premiere. I want to say that as clearly as possible, a world premiere at this week's Wichita Symphony Orchestra concert. Holly, you're pretty important in that one, aren't you?
Well, yeah, it's something that we've been working on, the composer and I, for a couple of years. The concept came together 2 years ago, and it's something that we incorporated with the community in the process of building this concerto. And the community here in Wichita, everything down from a friend who sings in the Wichita Symphony Chorus recommending a bird, to our partnerships with the zoo and the Great Plains Nature Center, and even Redbird Sandwich Company. So it's a very community-driven effort in bringing this music together.
I love it. I love it. Decades from now, people will be listening to this piece of music, and they'll be able to say that it was sponsored by, partially funded by, I don't know how it works, the Redbird Sandwich Company.
Yes, they are featuring a sandwich each week with that is named for a bird in the concerto. This week, by the way, is the white-throated swallow, and it is delicious. Not made with real white-throated swallows, or us, white-throated sparrows. Sorry.
Yeah, I hope so. Not, it's not exactly lark's tongues and aspic or something. Ooh. We have to worry about like that.
No.
Well, you mentioned the flying theme. We've got in a couple of moments the Flying Dutchman overture, at least part of it. We want to tease you with it. Don't want to satiate your need to hear this thing. It's certainly one of the biggies, and not just that, but my gosh, the Firebird. What, Daniel, what is special about bringing the Firebird to the stage? Why don't more orchestras perform it more frequently?
You know, I think it is pretty common, but I was kind of surprised to see that the last time it was performed in Wichita was when I conducted it way back in my inaugural season. This was in the 2010-11 season. We did perform a different suite. It was still same music from the same source. The Firebird is a ballet, complete ballet. And we performed the 1919 suite, which is just a selection of pieces from the ballet. This time we're going to do the 1945 suite, which adds a little bit more music. So it's about a 30-minute suite. But I think the music is so evocative and has this feeling of mystery and magic in it that I think is so wonderful for storytelling. You hardly have to even know the story. You can just listen to the music and you can create your own illustrations in your mind, as it were. So I think the music is extremely compelling, and I think there's hardly a better concert ender than the Firebird.
I'm so looking forward to hearing that. And the world premiere, obviously, my goodness. Now, before we hear some music from the concert, let's make sure that anybody listening now who's just about to step in to get their sandwich, I guess, at the shop, remind us of the timing of the concert, and you, I'll bet, have a pre-concert talk, Daniel.
Yes, the concert is at 3 p.m. at Century 2 Concert Hall this Sunday, March 15th. So you don't want to miss that. And if you come early, by 2:15, we're going to be giving a concert talk, and Holly will host that, and I'll be there. And we'll also have Ken Kaufman, who, Holly, you can talk about Ken Kaufman and how important he is to the birders.
Ken will be our, he has been our bird consultant, but he is the world renowned bird expert who's written dozens and dozens of books, quite the artist, quite the author, and quite the expert. And he's flying here to Wichita to hear the piece come to life for the first time, which is a truly huge honor for us. And we're very excited he's coming tomorrow. So
that old joke is coming to mind. I mean, he's such a bird expert. You say he's flying to Wichita, and I'm
Oh.
wondering if his
Yeah.
arms will be tired.
Oh
There's
my
a flying
goodness.
theme for the whole concert this weekend. And again, it's at Wichita's Century 2. You can find details and tickets even at WSO.org. Holly has been honored to offer world premieres on a number of occasions. And there's one this weekend, and you can hear it as part of the program with a flying theme.
Right. I think another thing that's really exciting about this weekend is that the composer Dan Pertu is going to be there. Holly, I'll let you talk about your connection with Dan Pertu and getting the piece written. But I think it's always exciting to have the living, breathing human, the composer, on hand. And he's going to be here at rehearsals too. So it's just I love interacting with a composer in this way. And so that makes it very exciting.
I hate to put you on the spot. Will he be available for autographs by chance?
Absolutely. He would
Oh,
love that.
excellent.
He just landed a half hour ago. I just got a text from him. I'm going to be taking him around town and we're going to go get lunch. But it's an always a pleasure working with the composer. But in this case, we had Dan here working with the Wichita Symphony last year, and he got to meet many of our patrons and many of our fans. And they got to meet him, and they've been able to friend him on Facebook and follow what his writing process has been like for the concerto. And it's been really interesting to have that hands-on feeling. I don't think that's as successful in other orchestras.
I'll bet there are some grandparents listening right now, and they hope several of them have aspiring classical musicians. Can you imagine anything better than getting a chance to hear this piece of music, looking the composer in the eye, having that moment together, and maybe coming away with a autograph to commemorate the moment? Oh my gosh. You guys are putting on quite a thing this Sunday afternoon.
It's going to
My
be a big
gosh, you ought to go on the radio and talk about it or something.
one. It is epic. It's going to be really exciting to do this.
We were chatting a little bit about favorite sections from the Firebird, chatting behind the scenes, and Daniel's selected something for us, and we'll hear that in a couple of moments. But again, you've got the Flying Dutchman Overture, the Firebird by Stravinsky. Now, Stravinsky was huge. Holly and I were talking behind the scenes about how we both were big fans growing up of Scheherazade by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, and we were conscious of that fact. It's such good music. But this Wagner we were just listening to is extremely powerful. But one of the other big things for me, and I don't know about you, Holly, or Daniel, is The Rite of Spring. The thing that actually cemented my love of classical music and had me come this direction was taking those older composers, taking that language and moving it into a modern voice. And I heard the New York Philharmonic do The Rite of Spring on the air. Actually, before I ever heard the Firebird, and recognize how powerful this music is. And the Firebird, equally so, something on the bill this Sunday afternoon. Is there anything special about the orchestration you have to worry about, Daniel? Do you have to assemble, different, I don't know, percussion instruments or anything like that?
For the Firebird, actually, because Stravinsky wanted to make something that was very practical for orchestras to perform, he greatly reduced the size of the orchestra from the original ballet orchestration so that orchestras could play it as a showpiece, as a virtuoso showpiece. And so he actually reduced the instrumentation so that it's actually quite doable. And so there isn't too much. It's still a large orchestra. It's quite large. It's just smaller than it originally was. And something that Stravinsky changed was things like articulations and directness, because when he wrote it in 1910, he really was, you mentioned Rimsky-Korsakov. He was kind of inheriting that kind of sound world, that kind of lush, beautiful color, and he changed things. There's still lots of color, but the things are much more accented and disjunct in some ways. And it even became more so by 1945 when he did this suite. So, it's still very gripping and powerful music.
Well, we will in fact hear some music from this that written that he repurposed from his original 1910 ballet. I did not know that, Daniel. It seems counterintuitive that the ballet pit orchestra essentially would be larger,
Yeah,
but
it's
it's.
gargantuan. Well, and think of The Rite of Spring too, and the original Petrushka, those three ballets that he wrote one year after another, Firebird, then Petrushka, then Rite of Spring. They're massive. They're just absolutely massive. So they would have had to have had a pit to accommodate all of those players.
We've been talking about how to get tickets here behind the scenes. Been talking about the rest of your season, Daniel. My goodness, what do you got coming up next time?
Well, after this concert, everyone needs to come to this concert on Sunday first, but
Yeah.
we do the Verdi Requiem on April 11th on a Saturday night. So you'll definitely want to mark your calendar for that as well. And you can get tickets by calling the box office at 316-267-7658 or go to the website wichitasymphony.org. You can buy your tickets there and you can see everything that we offer. And you can read program notes. There's so much there at the website. So I urge you to go there or call the box office.
Absolutely. And this is that sort of big concert. You want to make sure you're buying your tickets directly because it is a high profile enough concert that there may be people trying to convince you they've just got the best possible tickets. Buy directly
Well,
from the Wichita Symphony whenever you can.
it's true, and it's selling well. So I urge people to go ahead and get their ticket as soon as possible.
And we're not talking about next weekend, as in the weekend following the one coming up. We're talking about this weekend.
This weekend,
We are
this
talking about
Sunday,
Sunday afternoon. I want to make sure everybody's clear on that.
March
Yeah,
15th,
there is
3 p.m., Entry 2 Concert Hall.
no time to waste. Holly, thanks for being with us. You're
Thank you so much.
still in Chicago, you say?
No, I'm here in
You're
Wichita.
in Wichita now. Okay.
Yes.
You braved the storms the other night in Chicago.
I did, yes.
And you find yourself here locally along with you. Yeah, you're picking up you're a bird expert here in a while and you're a composer and all these folks. So it's just going to be a heck of a concert again, especially if you have grandkids you'd like to introduce to classical music. This is a unique opportunity to visit with a living composer in a piece that Holly Mulcahy herself is soloing in as the when giving a world premiere. You can't say that very often. You were there, you'll be able to say if you attend this concert. Thank you both for being with us. Again, the concert
You
is
too.
Sunday afternoon, and tickets are at 316-267-7658 or wichitasymphony.org. Break a
Awesome.
leg, guys.
Thank
Thank you,
you.
Dan.
Thanks for being with us. We'll look forward to seeing you again.
All righty.
Thanks.